Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get 3 key leadership communication skills to build a high trust culture that solves problems faster. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. So in this episode, I want to give you some specific ways that you can invest in building the culture that you're after, specifically a high-trust culture, because that's ultimately going to be your most effective culture. And when you have that high trust culture, you're going to be able to solve problems more quickly. You're going to solve problems before they become bigger issues. You're going to get better ideas from one another, from your team members. And so all of those benefits accrue when you can do this. And so the conversation that I want to have today came out of, and I was reminded about some of these things because I was talking to one of our clients and a senior leader who is trying to pull together a cross-functional group of leaders, senior leaders, who are really smart people, really super busy, and they need to come together to solve problems that they can't solve on their own. But in order to solve those problems, they have to have some really direct, open, honest conversations that don't come as easily to everybody in the group. And so he's trying to build that culture within this team. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing that you have to do is look at your own mindset and recognize this is going to take time. If you're trying to build a high trust culture in a situation where maybe people haven't always felt comfortable to voice their questions because maybe they're expected to always have the answers, and so they've got to learn that, no, this is a group where you can do that. Or maybe they're just super busy and they're worried that if they bring up an idea, it's going to mean 10 times more work and a whole disruption to their workflow, and then what's going to happen? Or maybe they're in a situation where they're not raising the questions or they're not proposing the solutions because they're worried about being judged and of critiques from their colleagues. All of those are possibilities, and you can certainly come up with others in your organization. So if you're trying to build a high-trust culture with people who maybe haven't experienced that in the past, or any other kind of culture, really, that you're trying to build, how do you do that? Well, these 3 skills will help you overcome it. And again, we're going to start with the mindset of patience. This is going to take time as you invest. But here is skill number 1. First way you're going to go about this is with the way that you model. What example are you setting? You know, it's a cliche that actions speak louder than words, but when it comes to culture building, it's a good cliche for a good reason. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you try to celebrate. It doesn't matter anything else you do. If you're not modeling that behavior of creating that high trust environment, of being vulnerable yourself, recognizing, acknowledging the limitations on your knowledge and where you could use great ideas, if you're not doing that, you can't expect other people to do it. And likewise, as people tentatively start to share ideas, start to raise questions, you want to pay particular specific attention to how you respond. As someone raises an idea and you're like thinking about it, like, well, they're really kind of missing the boat there. How can you respond to that in a way that's going to make it enticing for everybody else to raise their hand and share their idea that maybe isn't fully thought through or that doesn't know what everybody else knows. If that's what you need in your group, you've got to model that behavior. So someone brings up that idea. Are you responding by saying, hey, listen, that's exactly what we need going on in this group. Really appreciate you bringing that up. All right, let's talk about it. Let's discuss the idea that we're trying to get to. How's it help us get there? How can we speak into it? What's everyone think? How can we build on that? And you can start yes anding, like we learned about with Avish Parshar back in, episode 290. Encourage you to check that one out if you're thinking about how do I yes and on these ideas. So starting with your own modeling, this is the first skill. 60%, 65% of your success in building your culture for your team or for your organization, it's going to come down to the example that you're setting. How are you doing that? It takes consistency. It's not going to happen in one meeting. It's not going to happen in two meetings. It may take over the course of 3 months, 6 months for people to learn, wow, you really do mean it when you say these things. Okay, so if the first skill is modeling, then the second skill is where we actually get intentional about our communication. And this is where we're going to go to that 5x5 communication plan. So when you think about your communication strategies, I think go back to episode 288, we talked about 5x5 communication. But the idea here is that when you're trying to change culture, you can't over-communicate. It's impossible. So what I'd invite you to do is think through a really concise statement of the vision for this team. Or what is successful outcome of this team doing what it's going to do? What is it going to do for the team? And so, you know, you might say, hey, listen, this group, this cross-functional group that we have going on here, we exist to solve problems none of us can exist, none of us can solve in isolation. That's why we're here. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to have honest, unfiltered dialogue. We're going to honestly contribute to one another and build on one another's ideas. And we're going to do it without judgment or criticism. So let's say that you have that conversation, you land on that's the way we're going to approach this. This is the vision. This is what it looks like. Okay, so you share that once. Everybody kind of, okay, yeah, nice idea. You share it again. Oh yeah, I remember you said that last week. You share it the next meeting. Wow, she's serious about this. You share it the next meeting. Okay, I'm getting, right? It's over and over. You're the drummer of the band. What's that dialogue? What's that message? What is the vision? What's it going to take? So you come up with your communication strategy, clearly, crisply, succinctly communicate. What is the vision for the culture you're trying to build together on this team? Now, the first time you roll that out, this is not a one-way informational kind of, I'm just telling everybody how it's going to be. You're sharing a vision. But everybody has their own experience. And this is immediately part of where you can go back to how you're going to model what's going on. So before you're talking about any of the technical details or the work or any of the problems you need to solve, the first conversation is about the culture on this team. So listen, my hope for this team is that we can be a place where we really share unfiltered, we get real with one another in a way we can't anywhere else, and we solve the deeper problems together because we're smart enough and we can do that. If we can commit to those things. Awesome. Next thing you're going to ask, so how does that feel? As I share that vision, what's coming up for you? What do you think would get in our way? What do you think would help make that possible? Have the conversation internally about the kind of culture you want to build before you get into any of the actual problems. Effective teams focus on how they work together. And that's the first conversation that you want to have. And then you may repeat that conversation in smaller doses over the course of your team, especially as you need to do reinforcement. So get your 5x5 communication ready to go. Write it down succinctly, crisply. What's the vision? What's it going to take? Start having those conversations. Now, if you're in a really challenging situation where people, for whatever reason, have low trust or they're just not engaging, you might need to have these conversations one-on-one. Go to each member of this group and say, hey, listen, I really believe this is possible for us if we can get there. I'm curious how it looks from your perspective. What do you think would keep us from getting there? What do you think would help us to get there? Take notes, listen, and get the summary of everything you hear. And how you respond to those things, again, back to your modeling, how you respond to the concerns that you hear, if you can respond without defensiveness, without judgment, acknowledging that person for thinking about what it's going to take for the team to perform at its best, thanking them for that, encouraging them, and then incorporate all that feedback and say, okay, listen, folks, I've talked to each of you individually. Here's what I've heard. Here's what I think is possible. And so I want to invite you to take this step. What's the smallest next step that you can invite them to take? Again, this takes time. People, just like, you know, if they're trying to walk across a frozen lake, I'm recording this in the winter. There is a big, big lake right outside our door. And people walk on it. But those first few steps are ginger. They're testing the ice. Can I really trust this? And it's the same thing for your team. When you're building trust, when you're trying to build a high trust environment, people are going to test. Can I really trust this? And so how you reinforce, how you respond, how you ask those questions about the kind of culture you're trying to build, you're going to make all the difference. Okay, so now you're modeling, you're consistently communicating. Now we're going to go to step three. This is where you're going to actively reinforce. You're going to build momentum. And you're going to do that through follow through. And this is either celebration or accountability. So celebrating is as soon as you see the smallest inklings, the first sign of what that culture looks like, you celebrate. You stop everything. You go, hey, thank you so much. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When we can do that, boom, that's exactly it. You're telling the stories. Hey, listen, I was talking with so-and-so yesterday, and they asked me this question. It's a question they haven't asked anybody else, and I knew immediately who would have the answer for them. And hey, listen, can you tell the group what happened as a result? And then the person says, yeah, actually, I went and I got the answer, and I've been stuck on this thing for 6 weeks, not stuck anymore. Fantastic. We tell the story, reinforce what success looks like. Celebrate those early victories. And likewise, when you see somebody who, and especially you, if you're the one who doesn't follow through, but you see somebody who doesn't follow through, who doesn't acknowledge the culture, who acts in a less than high trust way, let's have the conversation. Hey, listen, I noticed that when so-and-so spoke up that you immediately shook your head, kind of got negative and said, you know, that's not going to work. We've tried that, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's not really what we're going for here. How do you think you can respond next time in a way that's going to build on the idea, that's going to help encourage the person for responding, for even taking the risk and sharing? Because that's what it's going to take for us to get these questions and get these ideas out on the table. And so you have that conversation. And even more importantly, you invite the team to have that conversation with you. Hey, listen, I know I'm leading the meeting. I'm pulling the group together. I may not always get this right. And you don't just have my permission. You have my invitation, my expectation. When I don't get it right, call me on it. Hey, listen, David, I know we're trying to build trust here. I know we're trying to really not judge and to participate unfiltered. And I really feel like you were holding back there. Or I really feel like you did give us a sense of, yeah, that idea is not going to work. And you weren't really yes-anding and building on that. So I know that's not what you're after. And when somebody does that, stop and celebrate that. Say, yes, thank you so much. You're exactly right. When you can do that, if you want to fast forward your building of culture, practicing, modeling what you're after yourself, getting that consistent communication to keep that drumbeat in front of this is what we are, this is what we're about, this is what we're doing, celebrating those early wins, practicing accountability, especially inviting the team to hold you accountable when you don't get it right. If you can do those things, you're going to fast forward that culture change. Now, like I said up front, even then, you want to fast forward culture change, culture takes a minute. It doesn't happen overnight. Culture change takes some work. It takes some consistency. It takes time for people to work together and build that trust. And likewise, you can easily lose it if you don't practice the accountability and follow through. So go into this with a patient mindset. Recognize that depending on people's backgrounds, it may take 3 months, may take 6 months. Depends on how often you're getting together and doing the work together. It's going to take a moment. Give yourself that time. commit to modeling, commit to communicating consistently, commit to follow through with celebration and accountability, and I promise you, you will get there on your way to building that high trust culture that solves problems faster. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills. Whatever platform is your favorite platform, you can get there. I want to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, build a career with the respect and influence that you deserve. And got a guide for you that you can print out and use to walk your team through these same skills, these conversation skills that are going to help them reduce their stress, improve everyone's morale and productivity. You can find that guide at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And as we wrap up today, thank you again to our sound engineer over and producer over at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, Brooke Bradford, as well as Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, build that high trust culture and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.